This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. For the first time, the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is taking punitive action against Russia. Sanctions were imposed on Tuesday on several senior Russian government officials for what the Biden administration says is their role in the attempted poisoning of Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny. No sanctions were imposed on Russian President Vladimir Putin. The U.S. is coordinating the sanctions with the European Union, which has already taken action against some Russian officials on the Navalny case. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has warned that Moscow will respond to the U.S. sanctions with similar actions. A senior official in the Biden administration said the sanctions are meant to send a clear signal to Russia that there are consequences for the use of chemical weapons. Also Tuesday, the United States declassified an intelligence finding, placing blame for the poisoning on a Russian intelligence agency known as FSB. Indonesia's Mount Sinabung volcano on the island of Sumatra sent a cloud of hot ash as high as 5 kilometers into the sky Tuesday. It was the first big eruption since August. Indonesia's Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation Center says the volcano erupted around 6:30 a.m. local time. No casualties were reported, but officials have urged people to stay at least 3 kilometers away from the mountain. The volcano was dormant for centuries before roaring back to life in 2010 when an eruption killed two people. It has erupted again in 2013 and has remained highly active since. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Myanmar's dueling governments each now claim to represent the country at the United Nations, making it likely that member states will have to step in and decide which ambassador to recognize. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric told reporters that the United Nations has received two letters, one from the civilian government and one from the military government. He said they are currently under review. Dujarric said the UN received a letter Monday from the ambassador representing the civilian government, Kyaw Mo Tun, who confirming that he is still Myanmar's ambassador to the UN. But a second letter arrived Tuesday informing the United Nations Secretary General that Myanmar's deputy ambassador to the UN mission has been appointed as Myanmar's temporary representative. At a meeting Friday of the General Assembly, Ambassador Kyaw Mo Tun made an emotional appeal to the international community, urging nations to reject the February 1st military coup and, quote, to use any means necessary to protect the people of Myanmar. State television announced the next day that he'd been fired. Dujarric said the situation is unique. He added, quote, we are trying to sort through all the legal protocol and other implications. Officials in Afghanistan said Tuesday that gunmen killed three female employees of a local television channel, Anikas TV, in eastern Nangarhar province. Witnesses and police said each victim was on her way home from work in the provincial capital, Jalalabad, when assailants targeted them in three separate attacks. The attackers managed to flee in all three cases. No one immediately took responsibility for the shooting incidents. A spokesman for the Taliban insurgency denied it had any hand in the killings. Nangarhar police say an investigation is underway. Officials in Nigeria's Zamfara state say 279 schoolgirls released by their kidnappers are being reunited with their families after undergoing medical checkups. State Police Commissioner Abutu Yaro described the girls as happy and healthy Tuesday after they were examined and driven from the state government house office in Gusau to see their families. Yaro said a government-led peace process helped to secure the girls' release. It was unclear if their release was the result of a ransom arrangement. Authorities initially said gunmen abducted 317 girls in a raid on Friday on the government girls' secondary school in Jangebe Village. But Zamfara state governor said the total number of female students abducted was 279. No reason has been given for the discrepancy. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.